Here we begin this podcast presenting a controversial question. Do you believe there's more to 9/11?
I mean, there could be. What do you believe occurred?
To be honest, I'm not sure, because it seems like the evidence is there, but not significant amount of evidence, if you know what I'm talking about. My topic was about the theories and how the news channels present the information, and I found it very interesting how they explained how, like, the steel beams, for example, of the tower shouldn't have melted. What's your input?
Elaborate about the steel beams. I didn't know that.
Well, apparently the steel beams of the building was melted, even though the steel beams smell at 1,500. But jet fuel heats up to 800 degrees. The information provided by CBS from this news source I found, and they later disproved this by having professionals explain that other things inside the building help build up more heat enough to melt. But I don't really think there's multiple. I don't think multiple office chairs and papers can build up to 700 degrees of heat. What do you believe?
It's very interesting. I never knew that. I never knew that the steel beams didn't melt at the proper degree. But, I mean, it could be true. Or maybe the plane had a chemical to speed up the process, but, I mean, truly we'll never know.
What kind of chemical are you thinking about?
I was thinking maybe, like, thermite, but I'm not sure.
I heard something very similar to that. The buildings had explosives. And why the towers collapsed the way they did. If you see demolition videos on how the towers, how they take down towers, they explode very similar to how the towers fell down.
That's crazy. So what are your thoughts? Do you think the media and theories are true? Or do you think it's all just a big stretch, a big secret or a cover-up?
To be honest, I'm not sure. There's a lot of information out there, and it proves both ends, like both sides of the story. But the more information out there, the bigger the stretch. And we're gonna end this podcast. Thank you, Tyler, for being my partner.
Of course, man.